Roymans Product Management Podcast. When it comes to product strategy, people often focus on the templates, tools, and frameworks that should be used. And while these matter, they are only a small part of what's needed to develop a successful strategy. In this episode, I'll take a holistic approach and I'll discuss product strategy from a systems perspective. I'll share the strategy system I have developed and I'll explain how you can take advantage of it. By the way, you can download my product strategy system using the link in the show notes. That might make it a little bit easier to visualize it. An effective product strategy system consists of four main parts: people, processes, principles, and tools. Like any system, it is a collection of interconnecting parts that must function as a whole. To put it differently, a successful product strategy approach must involve the right people, use the right processes, apply the right tools, and follow helpful principles. And these different parts have to fit together. They have to support each other. Let's now take a closer look at the four elements and start with people, the most important one. To develop a successful strategy, you'll have to involve the right individuals and understand who has the final say on strategic product decisions. I'm a big advocate of empowering product teams to not only own product discovery, but also the product strategy. Additionally, I like to engage the key business stakeholders in order to leverage their expertise, create strong alignment, and maximize buy-in. And these are the individuals whose expertise and support you require to make the right product decisions and successfully implement them. However, I also like to recommend adding the key stakeholders to the product team and forming an extended, bigger product team. This team then also consists of its usual members, the person in charge of the product manager or Scrum product owner, a UX designer for end-user-facing products, an architect programmer, and a tester. Additionally, I like to add a coach who facilitates teamwork and helps the members practice collaborative decision-making. Now, as it can be challenging to decide together, the product person has to be empowered to lead the strategizing effort and have the final say if no agreement can be reached. This ensures consistent decision-making and prevents the team from getting stuck in endless arguments. With the right people on board, we can take the next step and discuss how the strategy work can be carried out. I find it helpful to distinguish two processes: product strategy discovery and continuous strategizing. As its name suggests, product strategy discovery is about finding an effective product strategy, be it for a brand new product or an existing one whose current strategy is no longer valid. It's consequently not only relevant for developing an initial offering, an MVP, but also to achieve product market fit and extending the product lifecycle. A great way to discover an effective product strategy is to capture your initial ideas using a tool like My Product Vision Board and then systematically correct and refine them. Start the process by identifying the biggest strategy risk, then determine how to address it, for instance, by interviewing target customers or creating a throwaway prototype. Next, collect the relevant data. And finally, evaluate the data, generate new insights, and then decide what to do. Should you persevere with the current strategy, pivot and significantly change it, or kill the innovation initiative? Now, don't forget to involve the members of the extended product team in the strategy discovery work. This allows you to benefit from their knowledge, create alignment, and secure the necessary buy-in. And if you'd like to learn more about this approach, then please listen to the episode Product Strategy Discovery. The link is in the show notes. Now, as important as it is, product strategy discovery is not enough. To avoid the risk of overlooking opportunities and threats, you'll have to constantly work on your strategy. And this is where continuous strategizing comes in. I find it best to view the strategy work as a stream, as an ongoing process or workflow. And to implement continuous strategizing, I like to follow a dual approach. First, there is the daily to weekly strategy work, which the person in charge of the product takes care of. And this usually requires half a day per week. And second, there are quarterly strategy reviews, which all the members of the extended product team attend. This approach ensures that you can quickly respond to any changes and leverage the collective expertise of the team to look at bigger market developments and make high-impact strategic decisions, as I explain in more detail in the episode Continuous Strategizing. The link is in the show notes. If the only tool you have is a hammer, it's tempting to see every problem as a nail, a wise man once said. And the same goes for product strategy. If you only use a single strategy tool, your focus is likely to be too narrow and you are in danger of making suboptimal decisions. It's therefore important that you have a strategy toolbox with the right items in it, those tools that work best in your context. Now, I don't want to bore you by reading out the 12 tools I generally recommend you use. You can check them out by downloading the graphic linked in the show notes. Instead, I'll focus on what might be the most essential tool in my strategy system, the Product Vision Board. And I created this tool back in 2011 to offer a simple yet effective way to capture the vision and strategy of a product. And since then, it's become one of the most popular product vision and strategy tools. The tool captures the vision in its top section and the strategy in its bottom four. And let's take a closer look at the latter as they cover the key information a product strategy should contain. The first section is the target group. It describes the people who should benefit from the product, the target users and customers, or the market segment you want to address. The second section are the needs, and they capture the reason why people would want to use or buy the product, the problem they want to see addressed, or the benefit they want to gain. The third section describes what kind of product it is and what sets it apart from alternatives, its standout features. The fourth section, called Business Goals, states the positive impact the product should achieve for the business. And this might be to generate revenue, achieve a profit margin, reduce cost, increase productivity, or strengthen the brand. And you can download the Product Vision Board together with a handy checklist from my website. The link is in the show notes. However, no matter which tool you use, I really recommend that you clearly state the users and customers, the beneficiaries of the product, the product's value proposition, and the business goals in your product strategy. Additionally, make sure that the information is based on empirical evidence and free from major risks. And you can achieve this by following the strategy validation process described earlier when I discussed product strategy discovery. While the people, processes, and tools may change, your strategy approach should follow a set of guiding principles. My product strategy system uses four of those principles: value focus, collaboration, adaptation, and integration. Let's look at them, starting with value focus. The product strategy's ultimate purpose is to help maximize the chances of achieving product success. And that is creating a product which benefits its users and customers, as well as the company. Any strategizing effort should therefore have a strong value focus. The question of how you can create value or more value for the users, customers, and business should guide all your strategic decisions. The second principle is collaboration. Now, a product strategy is only truly useful if it captures the right decisions and if it is followed and ultimately transformed into a shippable product. To achieve this, I recommend adopting a collaborative approach and involving the right people. This allows you to leverage their knowledge and it increases the chances that they will support and implement the strategy. And a great way to do this is to form an extended product team, as I explained earlier. The third principle in my system is adaptation. Now, traditionally, a strategy is largely seen as static or fixed. Once it's created, it's executed, often over the course of several years. But in today's fast-changing world, this approach is no longer effective. It's therefore better to see the product strategy as adaptive and changeable and to ensure that you regularly review it and work on it on a continued basis. Finally, businesses employ different types of strategies. For example, a business strategy, a portfolio strategy, and a technology strategy, in addition to a product strategy. What's more, the product strategy is only useful if it is transformed into a value-creating product, as I mentioned earlier. It's therefore important to ensure that a product strategy effectively integrates with higher-level strategies, as well as more detailed plans like a product roadmap and product backlog. To put it differently, any product strategy system has to have clearly defined connections to the portfolio and business levels, as well as the product discovery and delivery realms. My product strategy system achieves this by using my strategy stack as one of its tools. And without wanting to discuss the strategy stack in detail, I do this in the episode predictably called the strategy stack. I just like to say that this stack connects the product strategy to the portfolio strategy and to the product roadmap. And here is how it's done. The portfolio strategy guides the product strategy, and the latter directs the product roadmap. Additionally, bigger roadmap changes can trigger product strategy adaptations, and bigger product strategy changes may cause a modification of the portfolio strategy. I hope you found my advice helpful. You can learn more about establishing an effective product strategy system by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.